The web versus the world. By the time the World Wide Web turned 30, it had converted into the Earth's most important structure, supporting everything from love letters to revolutions, commerce to culture, particular journals to geopolitical power struggles. But with similar growth came a reckoning: who owns the web? Who gets to decide how it works? Where do particular freedom, commercial interests, and state power collide? And who makes the rules? For Tim Berners-Lee, the answer had always been simple, but no way easy. The web belongs to all of us. No bone should control it. No bone should circumscribe it off. As tech companies consolidated power, governments erected digital firewalls, and authoritarian administrations cracked down on online freedoms, Berners-Lee stepped into a new part, not just as innovator, but as guardian. This occasion traces how Tim Berners-Lee became a global voice for internet governance, and how his ideas helped shape transnational policy, digital rights movements, and the ethics of our connected world. Compass Section won the governance gap. When the web began, it had no autocrats, no borders, no doorkeepers, just protocols and participated norms. But as it grew, the governance vacuum created pressure pots seized profitable control, decreeing platform rules, collecting data, and shaping algorithms. Governments realized the web could hang or support their power, depending on how important control they asserted. Citizens set up themselves caught between freedom and surveillance, expression and manipulation. There was no global constitution for the web, no transnational body completely equipped to manage its complexity. Berners-Lee believed this gap in leadership was dangerous. He advised that unless the world acted, the web risked getting a fractured, politicized, and capitalized battlefield, not the open commons it was meant to be. Classical buildings sectioned two Tim at the table. Entering global forums, Tim Berners-Lee was in a career politician or mandarin, but he came an institution in transnational governance spaces out of necessity. He joined UN panels on digital development, consulted with EU policymakers on data protection and interoperability, engaged with the World Economic Forum, pushing for ethical tech structure, spoke before congresses and congresses around the world, warning of the consequences of inactivity. At each meeting, he carried the same communication: the web is a global resource. Its governance must reflect that. He pushed for multi-stakeholder governance programs shaped not just by countries, but also by civil society, tech experts, and druggies. Global interoperability, defying fragmentation into public splinternets. Internet as a mortal right access, sequestration, and freedom of expression should be guaranteed. Numerous diplomats admired him not only for his intellect, but for his impartiality. He wasn't representing a nation or pot, but the original spirit of the web. Locked with key section 3, sequestration, sovereignty, and surveillance, the web's decentralized pledge was under trouble from mass data collection and surveillance. Berners-Lee was especially scarified by the Snowden exposures in 2013, exposing global surveillance by the NSA and its abettors. Wide relinquishment of facial recognition and prophetic policing software, the commodification of stoner data by private platforms. He called these trends dangerous backstabbings of what the web was meant to be. In response, he supported end-to-end encryption as a ABCDarian right, not a luxury. Sequestration by design principles in software development. Data sovereignty for nations and data autonomy for individualities. He emphasized that surveillance countries were the only trouble. Commercial surveillance capitalism was just as dangerous. When you know everything a person does, you can shape what they suppose. That's the ultimate power, and it must rest with algorithms. BRICS section for the rise of the splinternet as governments began to apply further control over public networks. A dangerous trend surfaced the splinternet. China's Great Firewall created a resemblant web ecosystem, closed, filtered, and controlled. Russia developed autonomous internet systems, able of operating singly from global DNS. Some EU nations batted data localization laws that risked fracturing the global web. Indeed, Republic began demanding backdoors and content controls in the name of security. Berners-Lee spoke out against these trends strongly. A fractured web is the web. It's a collection of private auditoriums walled off from one another. He pushed for digital borders without digital walls, allowing countries to cover citizens while conserving the global openness that gave the web its power. Globe with Meridian Section 5 Contract for the Web. A Design for Global Digital Rights in 2019, Berners-Lee and the Web Foundation launched the Contract for the Web, a set of guiding principles for governments, companies, and citizens to follow. Governments must ensure access to the Internet for all, keep it available at all times, respect sequestration, and ABC Darien rights online. Companies must make the Internet affordable and accessible, respect consumer data, and be transparent. Develop technologies that support the public good. Citizens must be active actors, not unresistant druggies. Figure strong communities that support civil converse. Fight for the web's future. The contract was inked by over 1,000 associations, including Google, Microsoft, and governments. Berners-Lee hoped it would become the moral compass for unborn web governance. We say and fix the web with law alone. We need commitment, vision, and participative responsibility. Global South in the battle for addition Berners-Lee frequently argued that conversations of Internet governance were deficient without including voices from the Global South. He observed that while high-income countries batted sequestration or platform monopolies, numerous communities still plotted with lack of affordable Internet access, poor structure, verbal and artistic marginalization online, platforms designed without original surrounds in mind. He believed true Internet governance meant white-heavy checkmark icing in different access far and wide. White-heavy checkmark supporting original content creation in different languages. White-heavy checkmark structure that empowered remote and pastoral communities. White-heavy checkmark avoiding a new form of digital colonialism where Silicon Valley mandated global morals. The web must be for everyone, not just the fat, not just the important. Else it fails its pledge. He supported systems that subsidized access, erected community networks, and encouraged localized invention. Globe with Meridian Section 7 Net Neutrality as a global battle won a Berners-Lee's loftiest profile governance fights was over net impartiality. He believed passionately that white-heavy checkmark all Internet business should be treated inversely. White-heavy checkmark ISP should anchor rope, block, or prioritize content for profit. White-heavy checkmark and open web depended on fair, non-discriminatory structure. When the USFCC under Ajit Pai repealed net impartiality rules in 2017, Berners-Lee was outraged. He wrote open letters, witnessed before lawgivers, and rallied technologists to repel. He advised that without net impartiality, you lose a position playing field. Innovation suffers. Free speech suffers. The coming Google or Wikipedia may no way crop. Encyclopedically, he lobbied governments in India, the EU, and a way to borrow strong net impartiality protections, celebrating palms like India's corner 2016 regulations that banned discriminational pricing. For him, net impartiality was exemplification of the broader governance fight white-heavy checkmark who controls the web's pipes, white-heavy checkmark who gets to decide which voices are heard. White-heavy checkmark is the web of public mileage or commercial product. Classical building Section 8 engaging with big tech. Ally and adversary Berners-Lee's relationship with the tech assiduity was complex. He honored that companies like Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and Amazon white-heavy checkmark helped scale the web to billions. White-heavy checkmark innovated useful, indeed life, changing services. White-heavy checkmark handed the coffers to subscribe on an enterprise like the contract for the web. But he was also their fiercest critic Crossmark. He condemned their dominance and the walls it created for competition. Crossmark, he reprobated the data hoarding model that undermined sequestration. Crossmark, he advised about algorithmic modification of misinformation to test speech and polarization. He frequently met with assiduity leaders intimately, encouraging them to white-heavy checkmark open up data portability. White-heavy checkmark commit to sequestration by design. White-heavy checkmark support open norms and interoperability. He believed regulation had a part to play but preferred assiduity tone. Regulation embedded in ethical commitments. Yet he was naive. In speeches, he admitted, "We cannot calculate on goodwill alone. Companies act in their interests. That's why we need rules, responsibility, and citizen engagement." Glow with Meridian Section 9, pushing for global norms and interoperability. One of Berners Lee's lifelong heartstrings was open norms. He'd witnessed the early battle for cybersurfer norms, when Microsoft's Internet Discoverer tried to embrace and extend HTML in personal ways. For Berners Lee, the web's hell depended on white-heavy checkmark norms everyone could apply. White-heavy checkmark interoperability that averted monopolies. White-heavy checkmark transparent, community-driven processes like the W3C. He pushed hard to ensure that new web technology stayed kingliness-free. Sequestration and security were ignited in at the protocol position. Emerging areas like the semantic web had participated ontologies and linked data models. His advocacy extended to transnational forums, the UN's Internet Governance Forum, IGF, the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, regional bodies in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. He argued that without open norms, the web risked getting disunited, a set of inharmonious, siloed systems controlled by the many. Interoperability is involuntary. It's the substance of the web. Magnifying Glass-Steagall writes Section 10 Human Rights in the Digital Age. Berners Lee's vision of governance was not just specialized, it was deeply moral. He believed that the web should advance mortal rights, not undermine them. He worked with mortal rights associations like Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, the UN's Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, regional civil society groups championing for press freedom and online expression. He advised about cross-mark state suppression, both blunt and subtle. Cross-mark, the nipping effect of mass surveillance. Cross-mark internet shutdowns during demurs. Cross-mark laws criminalizing dissent online. He supported the idea that internet access itself was a mortal right, essential for education, work, and popular participation. In numerous speeches, he invoked the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, arguing that white-heavy checkmark sequestration was a abecedarian right. White-heavy checkmark freedom of expression was negotiable. White-heavy checkmark access to information was pivotal for commission. He called on governments to treat digital rights as part of their mortal rights scores. Balance Scale, Section 11, the part of regulation. While Berners Lee was cautious of government overreach, he was an absolutist. He believed white-heavy checkmark regulation was essential to check abuses of power. White-heavy checkmark antitrust enforcement was necessary to help monopolies. White-heavy checkmark sequestration laws, like GDPR, could shift impulses towards stoner rights. But he advised that regulation must be transparent and democratically responsible, technically informed to avoid unintended consequences, harmonized across borders to avoid riving the web. He frequently advised lawgivers directly regulate for the long-term health of the web. Don't kill the golden goose and try and control it. He encouraged smart, adaptive regulation that balanced invention, freedom, and responsibility. Globe showing Europe Africa Section 12 educating the next generation. Berners Lee was then happy to work solely with policymakers and tech directors. He devoted significant time to tutoring and mentorship, believing that white-heavy checkmark unborn generations would inherit the governance challenges of the web. White-heavy checkmark ethical design should be tutored as strictly as rendering chops. White-heavy checkmark druggies demanded to understand their rights and liabilities. He supported university courses on internet governance, public lectures and forums that demystified, specialized, and policy issues, youth movements pushing for digital rights and sustainability. He believed education was a foundation of good governance. Checkered Flag, Section 13A, Moral Framework for the Web. Throughout his governance advocacy, Berners Lee returned to a simple question, white-heavy checkmark. What values should the web embody? He rejected purely marketable or nationalistic models. Rather, he called for openness, for knowledge and occasion, universality, accessible to all, anyhow terrain or income, decentralization, avoiding single points of failure or control, humanity, esteeming rights, quality, and agency. He framed these not just as specialized conditions, but as ethical commitments. He frequently said, technology is no way neutral. It reflects our choices, our precedences, our values. We must choose wisely. Crisis moments and hard exchanges. As the times passed, Berners Lee set up himself constantly called upon during moment of extremity, white heavy checkmark, when massive data breaches shook public trust. White heavy checkmark when social media was weaponized to spread hate and intimation. White heavy checkmark when governments ordered internet knockouts to quash dissent. White heavy checkmark when COVID-19 revealed stark inequalities in digital access. He didn't wince down from these heads. Rather, he used them to argue these failures are inessential in the web's design. They're failures of governance, ethics, and responsibility. In policy panels, interviews, and op-eds, he issued clear challenges to governments to end use heads as defenses to boulderize, to companies stop putting profit above people, to druggies hold those in power responsible, and hold yourselves responsible, too. He claimed governance was not about precluding conflict, but about managing it transparently and fairly. Section 15 debates and dissensions despite his elevation, burners. Lee was then widely adored in the governance space. He faced review from Free Request Dictatorship, who stressed any talk of regulation, authoritarian governments, who bristled at his defense of speech, tech companies, who baffled at demands for translucency, open web activists, who occasionally felt he compromised too important with assiduity or countries. Burners, Lee ate these debates. He believed governance had to be messy because the web itself was messy, crossing societies, legal systems, and moral fabrics. He argued that ignoring disagreement did not resolve it. Only inclusive, regardful dialogue could. Consensus is not about agreeing on everything. It's about agreeing to work together despite our differences. Glow with Meridian, Section 16, the part of the World Wide Web Foundation, to give structure to his advocacy. Burners, Lee co-founded the World Wide Web Foundation in 2009. Its charge, white heavy checkmark, expand affordable access. White heavy checkmark, cover mortal rights online. White heavy checkmark, advance programs for an open, widely available web. Under his leadership, the foundation ran juggernauts for women's digital edition in Africa, produced influential reports on affordability and digital rights, helped shape transnational morals through the contract for the web. He used the foundation as a platform to unite NGOs, governments, companies, citizens, around a participated moral vision for the web. Classical Building, Section 17, the Internet Governance Forum and Multi-Stakeholders and Burners. Lee was also a harmonious party in the UN's Internet Governance Forum, IGF. He valued its multi-stakeholder model, where white-heavy checkmark governments, white-heavy checkmark companies, white-heavy checkmark civil society, white-heavy checkmark academia, white-heavy checkmark specialized communities could all have a voice. He saw it as an amiss but essential space to air grievances, negotiate negotiations, figure participated principles. He frequently reminded actors the web itself is a multi-stakeholder success. That spirit must guide how we govern it. He also blamed attempts to weaken the IGF or replace it with purely intergovernmental structures, advising white heavy checkmark. If only governments run the web, it ceases to be the web. Globe showing Europe Africa Section 18 guarding against fragmentation, one of burners. Lee's topmost fears remain fragmentation. He tracked fussing trends, national firewalls, cutting druggies off from global content, regional regulations creating inharmonious data administrations, platform silos locking druggies in, arising trade wars with digital restrictions as munitions. He argued this was an ineluctable white-heavy checkmark specialized norms could remain open and universal. White-heavy checkmark laws could be harmonized while esteeming original values. White-heavy checkmark companies could borrow interoperable, stoner-centric designs. He spent times in patient concession, white-heavy checkmark, prevailing governments to align sequestration laws across borders. White-heavy checkmark encouraging companies to borrow data portability norms. White-heavy checkmark prompting controllers to see the web as a global public good. The web's strength is its universality. Lose that, and you lose everything. Magnifying Glass-Steagall, Section 19, the next battle. Decentralization burners. Lee knew governance had to evolve. The solid design was further than specialized. It was governance in action. He believed white-heavy checkmark druggies retaining their data would reduce the power of surveillance capitalism. White heavy checkmark decentralized apps would challenge monopolies. White heavy checkmark new infrastructures could distribute power back to the edges. Sol was designed not just as a product, but as a governance trial. Could we make authorization, granting unequivocal? Could concurrence be erected into protocols? Could business models shift towards donor agency? He saw it as a test bed for ideas that could reshape web governance at large. Classical building, section 20, Tim Berners. Lee's personal approach to diplomacy in all these sweats, Berners. Lee brought a unique style to global governance, white heavy checkmark humble. White heavy checkmark case. White heavy checkmark concentrated on participative values over political wisdom. He heeded further than he spoke. He sought common ground indeed with adversaries. He refused to reduce complex issues to taglines. Associates describe him as a ground builder, an ethical North Star, exacting on principles but kind by dialogue. He saw himself not as a sovereign of the web, but its menial. Contriving the web gave me a responsibility to fight for it. Globe with Meridian, section 21, expedience for the unborn as he progressed. Berners. Lee came reflective about what governance demanded coming white heavy checkmark, a new generation of leaders who understood both technology and ethics. White heavy checkmark legal fabrics that balance security with rights. White heavy checkmark business models that awarded openness, not hoarding. White heavy checkmark druggies educated about their power and liabilities. He believed the web was at an curve point cross mark come a tool of division, control, and exploitation. White heavy checkmark, or fulfill its pledge as humanities participated, open platform for knowledge and cooperation. Dove, section 22, the web as a commons at heart, Berners. Lee was committed to the idea of the web as a commons, white heavy checkmark open to all. White heavy checkmark managed inclusively. White heavy checkmark defended from quadrangle and abuse. He frequently drew on literal circumlocutions, the quadrangle of public lands in England, the privatization of natural coffers, the tragedy of commons without stewardship. He advised that the web could be also enclosed if society failed to act, white heavy checkmark dominated by monopolies, white heavy checkmark fractured by nationalist programs, white heavy checkmark defiled by misinformation and hate. Commons bear governance, not command and control, but participative responsibility. Sparkle's conclusion, a heritage of responsibility. In the final analysis, Berners, Lee's work on governance was driven by a simple conviction, white heavy checkmark the web was too important to be left to chance. White heavy checkmark its future demanded ethical, collaborative stewardship. White heavy checkmark every stoner government and company participated that responsibility. He no way claimed to have all the answers. But he refused to give up on the idea that humanity could govern its topmost invention wisely. He formally said, the web is a glass. It reflects who we are. The question is, who do we want to be? And in that question lies the heart of internet governance, a challenge he spent a continuance helping the world face.